Tonight, Barack Obama's former pastor, Jeremiah Wright, is scheduled to make his first public appearance since a furor erupted 2 weeks ago over inflammatory remarks made in his sermons. The Reverend Wright is scheduled to deliver a sermon at the Bible-based Fellowship Church of Temple Terrace as part of 3 days of revival meetings celebrating the church's 10th anniversary. The Reverend Earl B. Mason Sr. is the senior pastor at the Bible-based Fellowship Church of Temple Terrace. He says it's been grossly unfair how Wright has been depicted in the media since the uproar ensued.
I've been threatened. I've been called crazy. I've been called unchristian just purely from a newspaper article that said he's my father, that he's my friend, that he's my mentor. And if that doesn't tell you the power of the press, what does?
Mason is referring to reaction he's received in some quarters since the St. Petersburg Times reported last week that Reverend Wright would be appearing at his church this week. Mason says Reverend Wright has influenced himself and many others over the decades, preaching at Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago and across the nation, including the Way to Love. The Reverend Mason says that all of the criticism about Reverend Wright and his particular teachings have lacked context and compassion. He says most people know nothing of the man but what they've seen in the video clips.
I think it's unfortunate that the media chose to edit out portions of the sermon that would make its listeners and the viewers and people around the country grip the sermon over and against, gripping a snippet out of the sermon that you and I both know that you can edit and do anything you want to anything. That's with pictures, that's with footage, that's with. And that's what has been done in that sermon. I posted on my website, bbftt.org, the greater portion of that sermon. It's that listeners who were interested and persons who are interested can grip or be affected by the entire sermon as opposed to a selected piece of a sermon that has triggered unnecessary and unwarranted confusion, not only in Tampa, but around the country.
For years, Reverend Wright has made the journey to Tampa to preach at the Bible-based fellowship churches in both Temple Terrace and Carrollwood. He's never been an issue until now. The onslaught of media attention has transcended conservative talk radio and Fox News, and has led to some comments on the internet that people say they will come to Tampa tonight and heckle the pastor. Again, the Reverend Earl B. Mason Sr., who formerly hosted a gospel show on WMNF.
Pastor Wright has been a friend and a father to myself and our church for the past 10 years, and even before then, in my previous pastorate, he's never done anything or said anything that have caused me nor my congregation to disrespect the government or disrespect people, regardless of race, color, or creed, but to the contrary, to be Christian and cultural at the same time. Is to take a blob or a snippet of a sermon rather than the entire sermon and let people make up their own minds. It is clearly a clever way to misguide people, and it's been used. And I think it's not just for a man like Dr. Wright, who has not just been a pastor of the same church for 36 years, but he's been an ordained minister for 41 years. I don't think it warrants a lot of the insensitive injustices and uncalibrated. I don't think anybody thought about what we ought to all be about, and that's peace and love. And no one had peace nor love attached to this whole ordeal.